So it's my honor to introduce Reverend Daniel Buford. He's native of Cincinnati, Ohio, where he served as a board member of the ACLU and the NAACP. He is a founding organizer and former trainer of the People's Institute for Survival and Beyond in New Orleans. He's been in the community forever and has been a member of the Allen Temple Baptist Church for 24 years. Since 1980, Reverend Buford has conducted undoing racism workshops and human rights seminars in the United States, Puerto Rico, Japan, and South America. After Hurricane Katrina, he presented a summary of Katrina's human rights violations to the United Nations and in New York and in Geneva, Switzerland in 2006. He's been an advocate for Oscar Grant and his family, a black man who was slain by BART police in Oakland in 2009. At the family's request, he served on a BART committee to design the BART police citizens oversight process that went into effect in 2011 and remains the standard for police conduct and accountability. He's done a lot more than this. I have a few pages, but I'm just going to go and say that now he's serving as the Nickel John Civil Liberties Institute ED, Executive Director, a peace and justice law think tank that uses human rights framework to hold domestic institutions accountable to international standards. And since September, now Reverend Buford is the ED of BOCA, Berkeley Organizing Congregations for Action. We are so delighted to have him here with us tonight, Reverend Buford. Before you grace us with prayer and blessing, could you tell us a little about BOCA?
Is this thing on?
Good evening. First, giving honor to God, the beneficent and the merciful one, the one God to whom praise is due forever. Brothers and sisters, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I want to thank you for the gracious invitation to be here. I'm not going to keep you long because people get restless when food is on the table and they have their knife and fork in hand and say, we want food. So I see a couple of people already in that posture. But before I give the blessing, I just want to at least honor some of the things I was requested to talk about very quickly. Berkeley Organizing Congregations for Action, BOCA, this is a church that is a part of that church community of progressive churches and congregations. It is an organization of 18 progressive congregations in Berkeley. Now, let me just say something about that for perspective. To have 18 progressive congregations anywhere is something. I don't know what it is, but that's definitely something, isn't it? But to have them in one city is really something. A small town is what Berkeley is. I mean, you know, we see it as what it is, but it's a small town. To have 18 congregations that are willing to stand up for people on homelessness, immigration, police brutality, you know, minimum wage issues and all that kind of, that's significant. So then that's what BOCA is, and the Ecumenical Peace Institute, which is a cousin, sister, family organization, is another institution that's here in Berkeley that you have to give Berkeley some credit for something. And if we're going to give Berkeley some credit, let's give it credit for having a very active and positive and progressive and revolutionary spiritual community that is active. Your pause seemed kind of tentative about that because you don't believe how powerful you are, and you really are. But I just want to say this, is that Berkeley is poised to be able to do some great things through its religious community and spiritual community. One of the things that we are poised to do, and I'm going to just make this quick appeal based on what you asked me, we're in a position to make Berkeley be the one city in the whole country where human rights are not only a standard, but they're protected in every civil institution of Berkeley. Berkeley is small enough, y'all, where we can make human rights a standard in the educational system at every level. We can make it a standard in police training. We can make it a standard in the theological schools that are here. We can make human rights a standard in the way that we treat one another. Because one of the reasons why some people lost this past election is that the people, the community that they are part of, are so siloed in being their identity politics that they have forgotten their humanity. So then we all become African American or woman or disabled or whatever, as if that's disjointed from our humanity that we all share. It's time for us to embrace our differences, but embrace our similarities as human beings. Berkeley is in the position to be the head of a civil rights movement that is a human rights movement that is unfinished. And so that's what we have today, is that we are people of faith. We're not looking at things as they are. We're looking at things as they should be and could be. Let's look at this as a nation that protects people's human rights. And let's start with the religious community, the spiritual community, the beloved community. And I just want to say, with respect to this last election, for some people who are feeling down and out, I ain't in no ways tired, and that a setback is a setup for a comeback. And so I want you to know, the same way that they talk about certain privileges that come from certain people's skin color and certain institutional arrangements, despair is a privilege right now. Hopelessness is a privilege right now. Let us not engage in that kind of a privilege, and let's accept the challenges before us to make this a better world and a better place to live for all of us. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you for the gift of living in this time and age. For if we did not live in this time and age, in the future, no one would know that there were candles that were lit. Candles that were lit in the darkness. Candles that were lit in the rain. Candles that were lit in the wind that refused to be blown out and to be snuffed out. Oh Lord, help these people to understand the light that they have. And help us in the coming days and months and years bring light with our heat. Help us, O God. And as you help us, bless this food and bless it for the nourishment of our bodies. Bless each hand that has had anything to do with it, from it coming out of the ground to its being processed, to its being sold, to it being prepared. Bless every person who is here today. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
All right, thank you, Reverend Buford. And let's give him a great round of applause. You know, to say Daniel Buford is a really critical and important part of our community, would, you know, I could walk to each and every table and say that five or six times. Isn't that the truth? Let's applaud the people in this room. The petition.
Can you grab that for me off the table?
A lot of things on the program for you tonight. One of them is this really critical petition that we need to get everyone to sign. This is a petition to Congresswoman Barbara Lee, and I'm just going to read the first piece, which kind of sets the frame, but it's quite a bit longer than that. To Barbara Lee, under the incoming administration, we ask you to keep on speaking for us. Barbara Lee speaks for me. Let's keep that in our minds. We ask you to work with us in our efforts to turn our country off the road of empire, which is built on the giant triplet of evils identified by Dr. King: racism, materialism, and militarism. So we clearly have our work ahead of us, but we need people like Barbara Lee to know that we have not left this path, we've not left this trail, and we're behind her the whole way. We just need to keep her running as fast as she can. It's going to be pretty crazy for her in Washington in the coming months. So you can go to rootsaction.org for petitions, rootsaction.org. The petition is over here. Please come and sign it here. But you want to go and get petitions and take them out to your community to get them filled out. The food, tonight's food, you see over on the side, has been lovingly prepared by Food Not Bombs. Raise your hand if there's a seat at your table that hasn't been taken because there are people that are still looking for seats. So make sure that there aren't people coming back to those seats. So if there's a seat that hasn't been taken, it's free for the next taker. So if you see a hand that was raised, please come and join them.
Keep them up so people can see.
Yeah, keep those hands up.
Come join them.
And you might hold up a finger so people can see how many seats you have if they're looking for one or two. Okay, so that little bit of housekeeping up. I'm going to share just a second of my background. Many of you know me as the recently retired public information officer for the Berkeley Schools, but my first media job was as the media coordinator for Nuremberg Actions at the Concord Naval Weapons Station, where I've seen many of you get arrested. Don't worry, I'll tell. And Food Not Bombs often brought food to us out of the tracks. And whenever we have a major action, they would be there. And Food Not Bombs cooks in this kitchen twice a week to feed people at People's Park, and they also cook in a couple of other kitchens around the community. So we love having them here at St. John's, but they've done an incredible job. They serve tasty, complex vegetarian meals every day for our community's homeless. And every week here at St. John's on Wednesday and Thursday, they prepare meals in our kitchen for the people in People's Park. We're grateful for their service and their wonderful culinary skills. Please help yourselves.